All right, we're here at the final evening of the 2007 Brashear Tournament. We're going to play the boys' third-place game first. It's going to put the Douglas Bulldogs against the Hannibal Pirates junior varsity team. Then later, we're going to have the girls' and boys' first-place games. It's going to be Brashear versus Novinger in the girls' game, and it's going to be Brashear versus Knox County in the boys' game. We have a special guest again this evening. Introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Jordan Banner. I'll be helping Tyler this evening.
Jordan, where are you from?
I'm from Kirksville, Missouri.
Well, we kind of resent people from Kirksville around here. I guess we'll let it slide this evening.
All right.
This should be a good game here, Douglas and Hannibal. They're announcing the starting lineups, and I believe I have them for you as well. Starting for Douglas, it's going to be number 10, Cameron Smith. Number 12, Landon Boone. Number 30, Anthony Massengale. Number 32, Brandon Gleason. And number 34, Joe Brown. And for the Hannibal Junior Varsity Pirates, it's going to be number 5, Tyron King. Number 11, Corey Roysom. Number 23, Ian Hatton. Number 31, Derek Hicks. And number 15, Jordan Fohey. So, we're just about ready to go. Massengale is going to jump off against Fohey in center court. Fohey and Massengale. Here we go. Official blows his whistle. Points to each side. Tosses the ball, and we're off. Tip goes to Douglas. Gleason corrals it. Over to Smith, now into the corner for Brown. Shot up, no good. Rebound there by Massengale, quick 2 points. And Massengale is the player to watch. He could either light it up or really burn it out.
Good rebound by Gesneo.
Ball goes left wing for Royce, inside to Hatton. Hatton up the glass, good. Quick 2 points for each team. Kind of a fake full-court press by Hannibal. As they get it to Boone, Boone goes left wing for Gleason. Gleason throws it inside to Massengale. A bad toss, but he comes down with it anyway. Back out to Gleason. Gleason from the left elbow. Off the back iron, no good. Rebound there by Massengale. Another rebound.
Man,
and points.
Another one. He's just racking them up right now.
King up the right side for Hannibal. Guarded closely by Gleason. King throws it inside. Tipped by Massengale. Picked up by Brown. Out to Massengale.
He can get up there, can he?
Yeah, Massengale could jump out of the gym. All these players for Douglas seem to have a great leaping ability. They throw in to Massengale, now out to Boone. Boone is their three-point specialist. They go over to Gleason. Gleason just inside the arc on the left side, splashes one home.
Good arc on that one.
Douglas has scored on every possession so far. Boy, it's going to be a high-scoring affair if they do that the whole game.
Yeah, 6-2 already.
6:35 left first quarter. Douglas leads 6-2. Royston left side. Guarded there closely by Gleason. Poked away by Massengale, and if he'd caught that, it'd been the other way for a dunk. I could smell it.
Oh, yeah.
The way they're playing tonight, I can see Massengale having a dunk.
I hope so.
They throw into the backcourt for King. King, pestered there by Boone. He's maybe carrying the ball when he dribbles, but they aren't calling him on it. Over to Foley. Foley for three. In and out. Rebounded there by Boone.
Just a little short.
Boone looking up ahead to Massengale. He's going to pull it down himself. Up to the left side. Shot no good. Rebounded by Hicks and Smith. It'll be a jump ball. Hicks kind of came down with the rebound, and then Smith reached in there.
Yeah.
What do you see out of Hannibal and Douglas early, Jordan?
They both can score. We know all that much. But just a little bit more defense, and that'll even out the game.
King down the left side all the way. Goes off, picked up by Smith. Smith's tripped. He's traveling with it. They don't call, and now it goes out of bounds off of Smith. It'll go back to Hannibal. He was thinking about scoring before he really had possession. And
he was just sliding with it. They weren't calling it.
Ball thrown into Royson. Royson nearly out of the back of the court, and the ball's picked up by Gleason. Then makes a bad pass into Foley. Foley picks it off for Hannibal and throws to Royson. Royson up ahead, now poked out of bounds by Boone.
A little slopping now.
Well, Douglas is really getting the full court press going and pestering the Hannibal Junior Varsity team a lot.
Yeah.
Well, 5:45 into the first quarter. 6-2, Douglas leads. What do you see the rest of the game, Jordan? Early assessment.
Well, I see maybe 10 more, a little bit more scoring by Douglas, and hopefully the Pirates can stop them with their full court press. But we'll just see what happens, Tyler.
That's probably the best assessment. See what happens. Nothing in sports is a sure thing. Except that the Cincinnati Reds have a good team every year. That's the only sure thing there is. All right, it's going to be Hannah Ball to start things off with 5:45 left in the first quarter. Foley looking inbound, guarded by Massengale. He can't hardly see over him. He throws into King now in the backcourt. King.
It'd be hard to see over him, man.
Massengale is 6'6". And has an arm span of probably 7 foot almost. They throw inside to Hatton. Hatton misses a two-footer. Rebounded there by Boone. Boone up the left side. Looking, finds Harris. Harris back out to Boone on the left wing. Thinks about it. Goes now into Massengale. Finds a wide open Smith. Smith, fadeaway shot, no good from 2 feet. Rebounded there by Foley.
Got to get on the score on the board.
That's embarrassing when you have a wide open two-foot shot and you botch it. Rosem on the right wing now, guarded and pestered by Harris. Poked away now by Smith, is attempted pass to Hatton and is picked up by Harris.
Another steal.
How many steals do you reckon that is?
Maybe three by Douglas.
Smith, right wing for Boone. Boone inside to Brown. Back out to Boone for three. Ooh, off the back iron and rebounded there by Massengale. Puts it up, shot no good, but he'll shoot a pair of free throws.
We'll get a chance to see his free throw shooting ability. Sometimes big guys can't shoot him very well, can they, Tyler?
That's true. I don't speak from experience, though. Here we go. 1, 2, 3 dribbles up. He gets it to go.
Yeah.
Massengale just has an overall good game. He has a nice stroke on his shooting.
Yeah, nice follow through, too.
His toes are mighty close to the line, though.
Yeah.
Second one's good as well. It's 8-2, and we have a sub. It's going to be Sibley in for Massengale. Massengale's a senior 6'6 player. Sibley's a freshman 6'6 player. I bet they have some scrums of practice. What do you bet?
I bet so.
King on the right side goes in between the defense, and it was a great play until he traveled.
Oh, that would have been a great drive. You just got to remember, dribble that ball before you move.
Another turnover for Hannibal. Boone throws into Harris. Harris to Gleason. Gleason back over to Carthron. Carthron finds Harris cutting to the lane, and he's also guilty of a travel.
Two travels in a row.
This may be a turnover fest. Foley looking to throw in and finds Hatton. Hatton guarded closely, very closely by Gleason.
My guy hacked a little bit.
Hatton takes it coast to coast and split the defense on the other end. He finally got by Gleason and took it all the way.
Good drive.
Hatton's a bigger player, but he dribbles fairly well.
Yeah.
Boone to the right side. Now to Harris. Cross the left side to Gleason. Gleason inside finds Brown. Brown back out to Gleason. Gleason drives right side. Spins in the lane. Fires up and good. Oh.
Nice shot. Just missing the block right there. Very good shot.
Ball goes right wing for Hatton. Wants a three. A little strong rebounded there by Carthron. Up ahead to Boone. Boone.
Got to push it.
Down the right side. They had the numbers. He pulls up at the right elbow. Shot no good. Rebounded there by Foley.
Oh, they out-rebounded him, and all of them are smaller than he is.
King goes down and promptly launches a three. Oh, it was a terrible shot off the left side of the backboard. Up ahead to Boone. Boone, only man to beat King, and he's fouled. King probably with a smart play going in for the foul there.
Yeah, good foul. Good foul. Make him work for it.
Boone has the ability to get up and dunk one himself on the fast break. That was a little word with King. The officials maybe thought about calling a flagrant foul.
You gotta respect the refs.
First shot by Boone's no good. And Douglas brings in mass substitutions. I think everybody but Boone leaves in favor of new people. No, they're going to take Boone out too. Who is that? Bowers is getting set to check in. Missed the rebound. Or missed the shot, and Brown was there to get the rebound. He missed it.
A block.
Massengale was blocked by Foley. You don't see that every day.
No.
They throw into Massengale again, and he's poked and prodded by number 31 Hicks for Hannibal.
Back to the free throw. They had two Pirates under the basket. They went right through them.
Yeah, they got to fighting each other for the rebound and ended up both missing it.
Yeah.
Third team foul on Hannibal. That's the second on Hicks. They throw into Gleason, finds Brown, tries to get it inside to Massengale. Yes! Oh, his shot.
Oh,
his shot rimmed around and hung on the rim for, I bet, 2 seconds before it fell. They throw into Parker, over to Foley again. Back to Parker on the right side. Barely gets it across the timeline and throws a terrible pass picked up by Smith. Smith up ahead to Massengale.
He stepped out of bounds. He stepped out of bounds up there.
Had he stayed in bounds, it would have been Massengale all by himself in the front court. Waiting for a slam.
We could have seen a dunk.
Massengale had one the first night, and it missed two others. They throw it to Parker, and Parker blatantly traveled.
How many travels that tonight, Tyler?
I'm guessing that is 5 or 6.
Just on Douglas, probably.
All right. Smith over to Gleason. Douglas leads it 12-4 with 2:40 left in the first quarter. Smith on the right side, back over to Bowers, and he loses it. Picked up by Hatton. Hatton down the right side, all the way. He's fouled and the basket.
And one.
12-6 the score, 2:31 left first quarter, and Hatton has a chance to add to it.
Trying to get the smart foul, but it can burn you too.
Yeah, if you let them score on the foul and they get the free throw, that's really hard on you. That's the first team foul on Douglas. Hatton.
Hits the shot.
Hatton got it to go, and they bring in the new player Hannibal does, Woodson. All right. 12-7, 5-point game. It's back to a close game.
Yeah.
Smith across the timeline, right down the heart of the court, goes into the lane, pulls up the free throw line, now kicks it back out to Gleason on the left wing. Gleason drives into the lane, pulls up, finds Massengale. Massengale off the left block. Yes.
Right up there. No one can guard him.
No, they can't. They don't have an answer. Hannibal does not have an answer for Massengale.
They're going to have to double-team him or something just to slow him down.
Woodson, the new enter, takes it coast-to-coast, draws through the defense, and puts it in for the score, 14-9. It might be a Massengale-Woodson show now.
Yeah.
Right wing to Bowers from Douglas. Douglas goes to Smith. Smith, cross-court over to Gleason. Gleason inside, now to Brown. Brown working underneath the basket, throws it out, and it's going to be a jump ball as Gleason, Parker, and Massengale all had their hands on it.
Looks like Douglas is getting it.
Douglas is going to go with a double big boy set as they have Massengale and Sibley both in there at the same time. All right. Smith, looking to throw it in, finds Massengale, pulls up from 18, shot is terribly off, and Smith gets the board and the basket. 16-9, 1:30 left first quarter. Douglas leads it. Almost stolen by Smith, a late pass from Parker to Woodson. Woodson picks it up, though, goes right left wing for Royson. Shot no good, rebounded there by Woodson, blocked by Massengale. Now it's on the floor, and still on the floor, that finally picked up by Boone. Boone up ahead. Down the left side, throws up a floater, shot no good, and it's poked around, almost out of bounds, now is out of bounds. Smith with a great effort to throw it off a hat before it went out.
Very good effort. I think what Douglas is doing is they're putting the two big men trying to oversize them. Could be a strategy that's working.
Well, Douglas has how many inches on? Or maybe it's feet. They go to Massengale. Massengale throws it up. If he'd taken off a little later, he might have got the dunk in on that out-of-bounds play. That's impressive.
Might have been almost the alley-oop, Tyler.
I think that's what they were going for at first, but it was the pass was a little too far out in front of the rim, and Massengale jumped a little too early, which led to a layup.
Takes a lot of concentration on alley-oop. I wouldn't know, Tyler. I never got up that high.
Well, you know, I don't think that I have either.
Are you sure about that?
Pretty sure. Douglas calls a timeout with 51 seconds left in the first quarter. They lead it 18-9.
Still a close game.
Very close game. Anything under 10 is manageable, especially in the first quarter.
It's all about momentum in basketball, though. If you got momentum on you, you can go pretty far.
All right. Hannibal breaks the huddle with 6 minutes. That's a good trick to run the old six-man trick. And now they've settled on five.
There we go. Even up the odds.
Rogers throws into Parker. Well, if you can't beat him fairly, you might as well beat him by cheating. They go into Royce on left wing. Oh, shot almost stuck between the rim and the backboard. Picked up there by Woodson. No good. Rebounded now by Massengale. It's poked away and stolen by Royce. Now out to Foley from the free throw line. No good. Rebounded now by Gleason. Gleason up the right side. Takes it into the heart of the lane. Pulls up and throws over to Smith. Smith for two. Shot no good. Rebound by Massengale. Up and in.
Another rebound and tip.
Massengale is dominating the inside game. As Foley throws it into Rogers, who kicks it out around and will stay with Douglas again. Douglas 20-9 now. They lead it with 21 seconds left in the first quarter. Smith looks inside up to Massengale. He gets the board.
And got fouled. That's what they're going to have to do with him. They got a foul wise on the ground. But he's going to get the shooting foul.
He'll shoot another two free throws with 18 seconds left. That's the fourth foul on Hannibal, and I think three of them have been on Massengale. Attempted on Massengale, anyway.
I forgot, Tyler. How many fouls do you need to get to the bonus?
Seven for 1-1. So at this rate, they'll be shooting some 1-1 in the second quarter.
Yeah.
Massengale hits his first. Second one up, good as well. He's perfect from the charity stripe. Foley looks inside, can't find anybody, finally throws in and is poked away by Woodson. Woodson coast to coast. Yes!
Very good lay-in. Just put it right up there, didn't try to be fancy. Got the score.
22-11 with under 10 seconds to go. Smith, right wing for Massengale. Massengale inside. The score! Oh, no, they're going to say that he was fouled, and I thought he was going to get the basket and the foul, but they're going to say he was on the floor before the shot.
That's what they got to do if he's driving. Hard to stop him.
They throw into Massengale out of bounds with 4 seconds, out to Boone for three. Oh, in and out, and that'll be the end of the first quarter. Douglas leads it 22-11. They've doubled him up after one.
Very good game.
All right, I think we have some first-half stats for you for the Douglas Bulldogs. Cameron Smith had 2 points. This is all first-quarter stuff. Excuse me on the first half. This is all first-quarter. Smith had 2 points. Bowers had one. Bowers did not have one. Gleason had four. And Massengale had 16 points in the first quarter.
My
goodness. And on the other side, for Hannibal, it was Ian Hatton with 7 points and Kenneth Woodson with four. And if I did my math right, which is questionable, it should be 22-11. Hannibal starts things off here in the second quarter. They pass into Parker. Parker double-teamed in the left corner, finds Rogers. Rogers pulls up, fires from 15, and it's good.
He had two of the biggest guys on him, and he still got the shot off and made it.
22-13, 7:40 left in the second quarter. Smith, left wing to Harris. Back to Smith. Now top key for Boone, right wing for Harris. Now throws into Sibley. Sibley turns, a little strong. Rebound fought between Foley and Massengale, and it'll go Douglas way. Smith to throw it in. Looks, throws deep to Massengale. Massengale finds Boone on the left wing. Boone dribbles up to the top of the key between the circles, left wing now for Smith. Smith, ball fake. Tries to get into the lane, goes back right wing for Boone. Boone dribbles in just inside the arc. Can't get one to go down. Rebounded there by King and poked out of bounds by Smith. Smith is a very aggressive defender, don't you think, Jordan?
Yes. Forcing a lot of steals.
Just always seems to be where the ball is. They throw it to Rogers down the left side, and he loses it out of bounds. Now they're going to say Boone came in behind him and tipped it out. It'll stay with Hannibal, and they'll take it out from underneath their own basket. Rogers set the inbound.
You know, with the Pirates' size, you think they try some pick and rolls to get some open shots, but I haven't seen them do it yet.
The inbound play is picked off by Boone, and he hands to Smith. Smith goes the other way, pulls up from 8 feet, fires over to Harris, back out to Smith on the right wing. Travels, they don't call it, back into Harris. Harris finds Massengale on the right block, goes over to Boone on the left wing. Boone inside to Sibley on the left block. Now tries to get it out to Smith, and it's picked off by King. King down the left side. Oh, an acrobatic shot's no good. Rebounded there by Sibley, and they're going to get him over the back on Parker. Sibley probably has, what, a foot on Parker.
And that.
They called him over the back, but it looked to me like he just reached over him.
Yeah.
He wasn't pushing or shoving or anything, just reached over him. And maybe that's part of what over the back is, but if you can reach without touching, he didn't touch him, but if you can reach over him, that shouldn't be a foul.
No, I don't think so either.
All right, Hicks to inbound with 6:49 left in the second quarter. Hannibal down 13-22. Ball thrown into Parker. Parker finds Hatton. Hatton cuts into the lane. Shot rims home.
Very good take. Just put it right up there. Very good.
22-16. 6:35 left second quarter. Ball goes right wing to Harris. Shot from, they're going to say his toe was on the line, is good. And it's 24-15. Full court pressure is really bothering Hannibal. They finally get it to Parker down the right side, who gets it across the timeline. They go to Hatton now on the right baseline, and his shot's no good, but he was fouled by Douglas. Who are they going to tag on? Foul is going to go against number 34, Joe Brown.
Four fouls on Douglas. Hannibal has five.
Hatton shot up and rims out. Hatton pushes another up, and it's good. 24-16. Hannibal down by 8 with 6:15 left in the second quarter. Right wing over to Harris. Harris back top key, Gleason left wing now to Boone. Boone, cross-court pass over to Gleason. Gleason tries to throw it inside to Brown, and it's picked off by King. King now has it poked out of bounds by Brown, and they're going to say Brown was not the last to touch it. The King actually tipped it out.
There goes Douglas's way.
All right. Smith to inbound. Throws to Gleason. Gleason dribbles around to the left side. Back to Smith on the right wing. Cross-court pass over to Boone. Boone thought about the three, and Douglas is now without both of their big boys. Sibley and Massengale are on the bench at the same time. Smith, fancy pass over to Boone for three. In and out. Board by Brown and Hatton. And one of them fouled. I don't know who had position. Position went to Hatton, and the foul goes to Brown.
I know it's parts are in a zone defense. You think that's helping them any, Tyler?
I don't like it. They throw in to King. King back to Foley. Foley over to Parker. Parker having trouble. They might get 10 seconds on this, and no, I'd say at 9, they got across to King. King to Foley for 3. Oh, he buries it!
Wide open. He just took advantage of it.
19-24, and Hannibal's on a little run now. They're only down by 5, and that means Mr. Massengale's coming back in for Douglas. They throw to Boone top of the key. Boone finds Smith. Smith back to Boone on the left wing. Boone dribbles in a little fadeaway. No, it's a pass into Carthron, and he has it poked away. And before that, it was a jump ball going Hannibal way. I think Douglas is finding out that without their big guys in there, they aren't as competitive.
Well, they don't have that extra defensive stand intimidation that the big guys bring.
And now both big guys are back. They're riding Sibley and Massengale both.
Got to put your best out there. Can't let them come back.
Hannibal's cut it to a 5-point lead, and they have the ball. King up the left side, all the way into the lane, pulls up from 5 feet, in and out, board there by Smith. Smith now up the left side. He has Massengale. And he's going to pull it up instead. It throws to Gleason on the right side. Gleason from the free throw line. Shot up, no good. Rebounded by Foley. You know Foley has a lot of rebounds.
Yeah.
He's kind of a tall, wiry kid. Comes up with a lot of boards. Always sits.
He's fighting down there.
Gets his nose in the right spot for the ball and can smell it out. Ball over to King. King got about the three in the left corner and now pulls up from 16. Shot good.
That was a nice fake shot, wasn't it, Tyler? I wonder if he called that.
So we got a timeout by Hannibal as they come back to cut the lead to three as it's 24-21. Douglas leads, but only by three with 4:26 left in the second quarter.
Yeah, letting them come back.
Hannibal doesn't seem like they've changed their philosophy much. Still kind of cut and drive into the lane. And if you have the shot, that's great. If not, kick it out and let somebody else fire it up. But Douglas maybe is kind of let down on the defensive side.
Yeah. I'd put my two big men down at the post and just let them work against these Pirates that are greatly undersized compared to them.
Yeah, on the Douglas offensive side, they had a major letdown when both Massengale and Sibley were out of the game. That's what hurt them not scoring points.
Yeah. See, they got their two big men down there. Just got to feed them.
Douglas with the ball. They throw it to Massengale, who kicks it out to Smith for three. And he misses it, rebounded by Hatton. Hatton on the right side, working against Bowers. He gets by Bowers, takes it all the way for the layup. Man, they've cut it to one.
Nice drive right there, nice drive.
24-23 with 3:50 left in the second quarter. Douglas has it, Gleason on the left wing. Gleason back up top to Bowers, back to Gleason. Gleason now cross court to Smith. Smith on the right wing flips up a pretty shot. It's no good. Rebounded by Massengale. Massengale, first attempt, no good. Second is.
Just using his size. That's what he's doing. They just can't stop him.
26-23. They extended to three now. King working against Bowers. Bowers is a great defensive player. King finally gets by him and throws to Hatton on the right wing. Hatton inside to Hicks. Hicks shot, no good. Rebounded there by Sibley. And Sibley kind of bobbled it, lost it out of bounds. So that's the old freshman mistake. Royson set the inbound for Hannibal with 3:12 left in the second quarter. Trailing by three, they find Hicks. Hicks back inside to Woodsum. His shot's no good.
Almost blocked there.
Boone takes it. Coast to coast, pulls up for the layup. 28-23, under 3 minutes now to go. Woodson working against Massengale. They're going to get Massengale with a push.
That press is working for him.
Hannibal's really settled down, though, and instead of getting too excited when they see it, they're able to keep their cool and find open players. At the first of the game, they were having trouble and throwing it away.
Yeah, a lot of turnovers at the beginning of the game, but just getting comfortable in the game. You play a little better when you're comfortable, Tyler. It's just when you're comfortable.
And we're as close as the action as we'll ever get. Right in front of us, Woodson trying to inbound. And there's a kick by Massengale. Massengale just takes up so much space when you're trying to inbound.
That he does.
Woodson can't even see down to the right side of the court as Massengale was blocking it. He throws left side instead to Royson, who gets it across the timeline on the right side. Throws to a wide open Woodson, and Woodson can't catch it. It goes out of bounds off of his hand, and if he'd caught it, it would have been a layup.
Might have been a little high, but it hit his hands, he should have caught it.
You know, when it hits you in your hands, that's a bad place to have it hit you, right in the paws. Right wing for Boone. Boone over to Smith, top the key, left wing now for Gleason. Gleason over to Boone now, left wing. Boone looking to get an entry pass into Massengale Bears, and he was fouled.
They just keep fouling him down there.
That would be the 16th foul on Hannibal. Six apiece. Both teams with six team fouls, and that one goes against number 30 for Hannibal, and there is no number 30. They're going to talk about things.
Do you think they're trying to hack a Shaq strategy, try to tire the big man down?
Maybe. They're talking things over now, and foul was on 11 instead of 30. Since there was no 30 on the court, ref had to explain himself, and that goes against Corey Royson. It was his first foul. Next foul by either team goes to the 1-1. Boone. They inbound to. He throws up to Massengale. Wanted the dunk. He couldn't get it. Massengale somehow comes down with a rebound on that play. Oh, my. Now he throws off to Smith to reset the offense. Smith drives into the lane, passes Massengale. Yes!
Oh, very good pass.
Massengale is just absolutely enforcing his power down low.
They can't stop him, Todd. They just can't.
They throw to Hicks, who hands off to Royce. The miss shot's no good. Picked up by Smith. Smith up ahead to Massengale. Massengale finds a wide open boom. Boom, ball fake. Yes. 32-23, and Douglas has opened up another pretty good-sized lead. 153.
They're pulling away. That press might be, they might be working for him with that press.
They go left wing now for Sims. Sims inside to Woodson. Woodson finds a wide open Hatton hoop. Dodges two Douglas defenders.
They're just flying right by him.
Smith and Brown both went for the block and went right over Hatton. Which has to be wide open for the score. It's 25-32 with 1:30 left, second quarter. Smith, ball fake. Now goes left wing for Brown. Brown, cross-court pass over to Boone for three. Oh, no good. And it's rebounded there by Smith. Smith loses it, tips it out to Gleason. Heads up play there by Smith to keep it alive.
Yes, very good move.
Goes over to Gleason, back inside to Brown. Brown shot up, no good. Rebounded by guess who? And the score, Massengale.
I notice Smith is very acrobatic in his passes. Gets it to where it needs to go.
Royson dribbles up the court, finds a wide-open Hicks, and that was entirely too easy if you're Douglas. Hannibal with a quick answer. 27-34, 50 seconds left, second quarter.
You know, Massengale is looking a little bit tired as he walks right by us.
The ball's inside, and Woodson picks it off. Douglas with the poor pass there. Throws up ahead to Sims, who misses a shot. Rebounded by Boone.
Got to hit that layup.
Boone with 30 seconds left in the half. Pulls up, finds Massengale. Massengale up and in, and the foul.
He just keeps racking up points, doesn't he, Tyler?
Yes, he does.
He'll try for some free throws right here.
All right. Massengale has 24 points in the first half, and he could have 25 here with the free throw.
How many rebounds does he have?
I'm venturing to say 15. I don't know. We don't tally rebounds, but I'm going to say 15 because his first few shots were all off rebounds, two or three rebounds, some of those.
I'm not sure, but he's pretty close to a double-double, isn't he?
Oh, he definitely has a double-double.
I couldn't remember the stats.
He's shooting they waved off the shot. Douglas acted like they were going to shoot another free throw as he hit the free throw. And Hannibal finally took the ball and started to come up the court. Douglas just kind of stood there in amazement. They didn't realize the call was for the shot and the foul.
He might have been fouled right there.
Woodson took it into the lane, and Douglas got the block. It was Boone jumping over his back and absolutely throwing it out of bounds. They didn't call a foul on him, so it'll stay with Hannibal, though. They get it into Hatton. His turnaround jumper was double-teamed by Gleason and Smith. They'll get a foul on one of them.
I like Hatton's aggressiveness. He just takes it right at him, and he's not afraid just to put it right out there.
That one was on Smith. Each team has seven fouls. And Smith sinks the first one. It's 28-37. Douglas leads by nine with 8.8 seconds left in the second quarter. Second shot by Hatton is good as well. 29-37. They inbound, and Smith and Gleason. Smith saves it up ahead to Massengale as it almost went out of bounds. Massengale fires a shot up off the side of the backboard. He thought he had less time than what he actually did.
Yeah. That happens.
All right. Hannibal has exactly 2 seconds left in the half. They get it to King. King, half court heave. Oh, and it was a little strong as it cleared the entire backboard.
Got up there, didn't he?
We'll go into halftime with Douglas leading 37-29. We'll join you with the first half stats when we get back here in about 10 minutes. All right. We're just about ready to start the second half. Some final first half stats for you. For the Douglas Bulldogs, number 10, Cameron Smith, ended the first half with 2 points. Landon Boone had 4. James Harris had 2. Brandon Gleason had 4. And Anthony Messengale ended the first half, mind you, with 25 points. And for the Hannibal Junior Varsity Pirates, Tyron King had 2 points. Jordan Foey had 3. Derek Hicks had 2. Scott Rogers had 2. Kenneth Woodson had 4. And the leading scorer was Ian Hatton with 16 points in the first half.
All right, and the action will be starting here pretty soon. Looks like Douglas will get it first.
Douglas starts with the ball and the lead, 37-29. Smith inbounds to Gleason, back to Smith, and we're starting off here in the second half. Smith right wing for Boone now. Boone into the corner for Messengale. Messengale back out to Gleason into the left corner for Boone. Down about the 3. Now puts it on the floor, throws into Messengale inside. 2 points.
That's a nice lob. Let him right in there.
Right on the money. King up ahead on the right side. All the way down. Now pulls it back out. Tries to get into the lane. Floater blocked by Boone.
Oh.
And they're going to take him with a foul. No block.
Messengale took what's his name, number 5?
King.
Took King right down with him. So shoot some free throws here for a sec.
All right, 7:30 exactly left in the third quarter. We're 30 seconds into the second half. Chat by King up, no good.
I'm surprised. Messengale's a pretty good free throw shooter, being a big guy, and then some of these smaller guys can't hit theirs.
Yeah, King got his to go on the second one. That's what you get for talking about him. Ball goes into Smith, into Brown, now out to Gleason for 3. Yes! Oh, they're going to wait off the 3. He got a foot on the line. 41-30. Douglas up by 11 now with 7:15 left in the third quarter. King on the left side for Hannibal. Goes back right now between the circles. Finds Hicks on the left wing. Back to King. King wanted to hit Foley running down under the basket. Instead held the ball and launches a 3 off the back iron. No good. Saved by Royson.
The ball's on the ground.
And now it's rolling down the court, and Smith tried to save it. What'd they decide?
Looks like Douglas. Yeah.
It was rolling all the way right. It was hugging the baseline all the way across. And finally, Smith ran, dove, and threw it off of a Hannibal Pirate. What a play. What an athletic move. And it's knocked out of bounds by Foley. As Douglas is trying to press up the court, Smith throws into Gleason with 6:45 left in the third quarter. Gleason right wing for Boone. Boone now into the corner for Brown. Brown throws it inside. It's poked away by Hicks and saved by Royson from going out of bounds. They throw it up ahead to King, now to Hatton. Hatton.
Oh.
Falling down, fouled by Smith.
What do you think they'll call that, a shooting or on the ground?
I think it was on the ground because I think he tried to throw it up after he got fouled.
It looks like, yeah, it'll be a ground foul.
That's a second on Smith, second on Douglas this half. Royson set to inbound. Throws straight into Hicks. Hicks double-teamed in the left corner. Finally gets it off to Foley. Back to Hicks, picked off now by Smith. Smith up ahead. Takes it all the way. Left-handed layup is good.
Very athletic.
He got around somebody, and just as he was starting to get around him, he had to kind of curve back inside for the layup. Ball thrown into King on the left side with 6:08 left in the third quarter. Up ahead to Hicks, and Hicks took too many steps.
Another travel.
43-30. Douglas leads it with 6:05 left in the third quarter. Gleason with it on the left wing, now top of the key for Boone. Boone, skip pass over to Smith in the right corner, back out to Gleason, now to Boone. Boone wanted the 3, had the opportunity, decided to stay smart and hold off, and now throws it into Carthron, and he has it go right through his hands and hits Royston right in the face, but Royston comes up with it anyway. Gives it to Foley. Foley having trouble, poked away, stripped by Messengale. Messengale all the way! Yeah! He got the dunk down! Oh, wait, damn. Oh, that was an impressive one. I didn't know if it was going to stay because he went up for the flush and it rattled around the rims for a little bit and then went all the way down.
That's the way to throw it down, Tyler. That was a beauty right there.
I could smell when he got the pick, he wasn't going to pass it. He had Carter on running with him. He wasn't going to give that up for the dunk opportunity.
I don't think I would either, if I could do that.
If I could dunk, I wouldn't give up the opportunity either. And I've been informed that I cannot dunk. 5:30 left in the third quarter, and Douglas has opened up a 45-30 lead.
Still a relatively close game.
Well, yeah, Hannibal can always come back, but definitely not the way that they're playing and the way that Douglas is just busting them.
It seems like when the Pirates start to come back, Douglas just puts them back down and gets
an even bigger lead.
Kind of uphill battle for the Pirates.
Well, they still have quite a bit of time left. Still most of the second half, but all the momentum's on Douglas' side. And not,
after the dunk, yes. Yeah.
Hannibal's going to have to do something to get it back. They throw in the Hicks. Hicks has a poke away. No, they're going to say a foul on Brown. Douglas is amassing quite a few fouls already here to start the second half. That's the third already, and that's the third on Brown. Foley throws inside to King, and that was an over and back.
That was an over and back,
King,
yes.
King caught it in the front court, went to the back court.
And the ref was standing right there.
And they didn't call it. Hannibal gets away with one there. They go left wing for Hicks. Hicks finds a wide open Foley. Foley, and he's fouled by
Massengale.
Massengale. I think that may be Massengale's first foul.
That's four for Douglas already.
Second foul on Massengale.
Halfway into the third quarter.
Yeah, Douglas may have trouble hanging on if they keep adding up these fouls. Three more fouls, and Hannibal's in the one-and-one situation.
That always helps.
First shot by Foley is no good. I'll tell you, it might not matter because Hannibal's proved to be pretty poor from the charity stripe. Second shot by Foley, off as well. And they're going to get a lane violation on Landon Boone. So they're going to give Foley one more chance, and that hurts when you have him shut down both free throws and then go off and do a stupid thing like violate, and he promptly hits the next one. That's what happens. 31-45, 5:10 left third quarter. They throw in to Smith. Smith up the sideline. Gets it across the timeline. Now goes to Boone on the right wing. Boone back between the circles. Over to Smith on the left side for three. Yes!
That's a very good arc. Very good arc on that shot.
Oh, man. 48-31, 4:50 left third quarter, and King goes down, launches up an air ball.
Air ball.
Picked up by Massengale.
He's over.
The pass up ahead to Boone. Boone lays it in. It's no good. He had a wide-open layup, botched it. Rebounded by Royceum, and he's going coast-to-coast, and he loses it. Smith with some good defense. Picked up by Gleason, who loses it to Hatton. Hatton lays it in, but there was a foul before it.
That sequence right there, back and forth, just turnover after turnover. It's just
but between baskets, there was probably four or five turnovers. And who was that one on? That was going to be Gleason, his second foul, 15th foul. Old Sibley comes in for Brown, who has amassed three team fouls. They throw in the Hatton. Hatton shot no good. Rebounded there by Sibley off to Massengale. Massengale up ahead to Harris. Back to Massengale. Feeds Sibley, and he loses it. Stolen by Hicks. Hicks up the right side. Caught by Harris. Not before he misses a shot. Picked up by Sibley. Up ahead to Massengale. Massengale loses it to Hicks and hits the deck. Now to Foley for three. Shot no good. And they're going to get Sibley over the back of Hatton.
Again, back and forth.
Douglas wants a timeout. They're going to talk things over.
That's all I got a question for you.
All right.
How many turnovers did you see in that last sequence there?
It was like that one we saw before. There was. Well, let's see if we can recount. It was, who started with it?
I believe.
It was Douglas. Sibley turned it over. It goes down to Hannibal. They turn it over. Massengale picks it up.
It
was Sibley that got it. Threw it to Massengale. The pass was short. It was stolen then by Hatton. And Hatton tried to score and was fouled. So what was that? Three or four turnovers.
Four.
A lot of turnovers. But still an impressive game.
Yeah.
4:06 left in the third quarter, 48-31. Hannibal has the ball, but they're trailing. Parker tries to get over to Foley, and another
job.
Off to Massengill, up ahead to Smith. Smith, back to Massengill. Oh, short on the dunk. Rebounded there by Brown, up and in. He wanted to go for the two-handed jam, but started his jump just a little early. Couldn't get it down.
Yes, he can't get all of them.
They go inside to Hicks now. Hannibal does. Back to Foley. Now inside to Hicks again. He travels. They don't call it. It's poked away. Saved by Bowers. Up ahead to Parker. And it's another turnover. A double turnover. They throw to Hicks. Now to Foley. And they're going to reset the offense on the right side with Parker. Under 3:30 left in the third quarter. It's 50-31. Douglas leads by 29. By 19, I guess. Shot's no good. And Foley missed it. Rebounded there by Harris. Up ahead to Massengill, who pulls up on the right side to find Smith on the left wing for three.
Smith hits another one. He is maybe the second most athletic player for Douglas
behind Massengill. Royson pulls up on the left elbow and drains a
very good shot from the corner.
It was a nice-looking stroke. 53-33, Douglas leads by 20. It's happened all of a sudden, really. Douglas has just come out this second half and really lit up.
Just took it to him.
Hannibal. Massengill inside working was fouled by, were they going to get Foley or Royson? It was Royson.
That'll be a first team foul.
Yeah, Hannibal stayed clean so far this half up until then.
As opposed to Douglas, have 16 fouls.
That's the second on Royson, and it'll be Douglas ball from underneath their own basket. Smith set to inbound. Finds Harris on the right side, back out to Boone on the right wing. Inside to Bowers. Terrible shot.
I think he was trying to lob to
Massengill. Or Sibley. Sibley's in there now.
Yeah.
All right. Parker has it, throws in to Hicks, finds Hatton out to Royson for three on the left side. Shot is out. Rebounded by Boone. Boone up the left side with 2:22 left third quarter. Boone pulls up on the left elbow. Shot is in and out. Rebounded by
Foley.
Foley up ahead to Hatton. Hatton has it stripped away by Smith. Then takes it in for the layup and the foul.
3-on-1 and then gets an and one. Very, very good play.
Hatton's not scared of Douglas defenders at all. He'll take it right at him.
No, very, very aggressive.
And from now on, that was the 17th foul on Douglas. They'll shoot 1-1. Hannibal will.
We got the bonus already.
Hatton with just one free throw after the made shot. It's up and good. 36-53 with 2:11 left in the third quarter. Ball goes into Harris, now to Smith. Smith across the timeline. Smith fakes right, goes left to Boone. Boone over to Carter on now right wing for Harris. Harris back to Smith. Smith pulls up from three. In and out. Rebounded by Rogers. Stole by Harris, and he's going to take it into the lane. Loses it. It's poked up in the air. Come up. Sibley. Sibley pokes it out to Hatton. Hatton up ahead of everybody. Hatton goes in and with the shot. He was fouled. They didn't call it. His Carthron got ahead of him and just kind of stood there. Maybe it was a good no call. It almost could have been called a charge on Hatton. And now Woodson goes down and fouls Smith on the play with 1:34 left in the third quarter. 53-38, your score. Douglas is leading.
No doubt. Hatton goes right at him.
That's the third foul on Woodson, and they throw. Douglas throws into Harris, guarded by Woodson. Harris to Boone. Boone working against Parker. Flips it inside to Sibley. Up off the glass, no good. Rebounded there by Hicks.
He used the board properly.
Parker up the right side for Hannibal. Throws into the corner for Woodson. Ball fake. Gets around Boone. Blocked by Sibley. Wow! Sibley!
He erased that shot. That was
Sibley stood flat-footed on the ground as Hicks was starting to go up for the layup.
Wow.
That's a pretty good description. Wow. There wasn't a whole lot you could say about it. Boone knocks the ball out of bounds on the inbound try, the first attempt. They try to do it again and finally get it into Parker. Parker throws a bad pass, and it's picked off by Harris. Harris to Boone, up the right side. Boone in and out, and it's going to be out of bounds at Boone.
That'd be Pirates ball.
Hey, look who's coming back in for Douglas.
Massengale
relieves Sibley. Under a minute to go now in the third quarter. Ball thrown into Parker. Parker on the right side. Parker looking to find somebody to pass to. Throws it to Rogers. Rogers over to Royce inside the Woods. And turnaround jumper is way off. Rebounded there by Brown, who just throws it back in bounds. My, he got it to Parker. Parker was absolutely rejected by Boone. And now it's picked up by Rogers. Rogers shot no good. Rebound there by Massengale, who's going to turn it over.
And that might have been a kick ball right there.
It's going to be a jump ball between Woodson and Massengale going Hannibal way.
Did you see that? It kind of looked like it hit Massengale's foot there.
He stepped on it almost and spinned it backwards. Bowers checks in for Douglas, comes in to relieve Brown. Royson to inbound for Hannibal. There's some confusion on where Royson can stand and where Harris can guard. Royson has the ball now. Throws in to Parker way deep in the backcourt. Parker takes it down across the timeline to the right wing. It's poked away by Massengale. Picked up by Harris up ahead to Smith. Smith on the right side. Now dribbles to the left. Has it between the circles. Flips it inside to Harris. Harris shot good off the glass.
Kind of got lucky there. Got the lucky roll.
Under 10 seconds now, and it's knocked out of bounds by Hannibal. They just threw it out of bounds. 55-38, 9.2 seconds left for Douglas in the third quarter.
They got Massengale out on the wing out there, top of the key, I think. And he comes back down, yeah.
Smith throws it into Bowers. Bowers up top of the key for Harris. Now to Massengale with 4 seconds in the right corner for Smith. Smith, three-pointer is no good. Picked up by Rogers, who launches a half-court heave, but it wasn't in time. And the third quarter ends with Douglas on top, 55-38. Can Hannibal come back after this, Jordan?
It'd be something special if they do. Especially against this undersized Pirates team against a very big Douglas team.
All right, into the third quarter. Smith for Douglas ended up with a lot of points in the third quarter. He amassed 8 points in the third quarter, bringing his total to 10. Boone still has 4 points. Harris has 4. Massengale went up to 29 points. Holy cow, 29. Gleason had 6 points, and Brown had 2 points. And for Hannibal, King had 2 points, 3 points. He had a free throw. Royson has 2 points. Foley has 4 points. Hatton has 21 points now. Hicks has 2 points. Rogers has 2 points. And Woodson has 4 points. And Douglas is going to start the fourth quarter with the ball. They get a left wing for Boone for three. In and out. Rebounded by Boone. Boone into Massengale. Oh, and the pass was just a little too high. And it's out of bounds off of Massengale.
Has to be pretty high at the time for Massengale.
That's right. Ball thrown into King. King on the right side. Gets it across the timeline. Goes right wing for Rogers. Rogers looking to pass it inside. Can't do it. Settles for Royson in the right corner. Royson goes out, falls down, picked up by King. Goes in, passes out to Rogers on left wing. In! Shot was a two, I guess. They didn't give him credit with three.
They got the ball movement going and got an open shot. Right way to do it.
Smith up ahead to Massengale. It was a lob, but Massengale wasn't quite ready for it, and he was pushed. He'll shoot some free throws. They wanted another alley-oop opportunity, but the ball was thrown way too short for the alley-oop to occur.
You know, if they just get a good pass off an alley-oop, we could see one. He's definitely got the hops for it.
All right. Massengale set to shoot two free throws with 7:08 left in the fourth quarter and a 15-point lead for Douglas. His first one's no good. I think that's his first miss from the charity stripe all night.
Probably. Should have shoot another one right here.
Oh, he missed it both, and on the tip,
Foley almost made a basket for him. It just
Well, Foley was fouled by Bowers, I believe.
Yes, yeah, so they're going to get Bowers with the push.
They'll go down here. And
yes, that, since Douglas had all those quick fouls in the third quarter, it's going to be a 1-1 opportunity for Hannibal from here on out. Until they get to 10,000, it will be two shots. Foley misses it, rebounded there by Bowers, up ahead to Harris, up ahead to Smith, wide open under the basket. Misses it. He got too far underneath the backboard and couldn't get it to go. King comes up with the rebound, and he pulls up on the right side. Has a poke away by Massengill, who's guarding King. King throws into Hatton, and Hatton is fouled on the floor.
And goes right in there. So it'll look like it. Hatton will be shooting some free throws here. Alright, let's see.
Hatton. Shot up and good. That's a 19 foul on Douglas. Next time it will be a 2-shot foul. Hatton gets set to shoot his second free throw. Hits up and off the front iron, no good. Rebounded there by Massengill.
He's a little flat on that shot.
Up ahead to Smith, and Smith tries to throw it over to Bowers, who slips and falls down. That'll be out of bounds off of Douglas, going Hannibal way now.
Foley will throw it in here, and King will push it up the court.
King across the timeline to Rogers on the right wing. Rogers looks over to Royce in the right corner. Feeds it inside to Hatton, who's pushed by Smith. Smith has amassed quite a few fouls. That's his fourth. And that's the 10th team foul. Hatton shoots two free throws.
Hannibal only has three team fouls. Big difference in fouls there, Tyler.
Seven.
Yeah.
Hatton hits the first. Hatton is a very good free throw shooter. 42-55. Hannibal trails with 6:29 left in the fourth quarter. He hits the second one as well. It's 43-55 now. Harris takes it up for Douglas. Gets it to Boone in the right corner. Back to Harris now. Left wing for Gleason over to Bowers. Bowers working inside. Finds Massengill, and Massengill dribbles it off the foot of Foley. Out of bounds.
Looked like a... Harris will throw it in there for Douglas.
Massengill out to Boone on the left wing. To Gleason now, right wing for Bowers. Bowers back to Gleason, almost poked away and stolen by King. He collects and throws over to Boone.
King's playing pretty tight defense there.
Boone finds Harris on the right side. Good for 12 feet, 57-43. Right wing for Rogers from King, and the shot's no good. Rebound there by Gleason. Gleason up ahead to Boone. Boone, what an acrobatic play. Can't get the shot.
Oh.
Rebounded by Harris. Harris can't get it to go. Gets his own board. Second time, yes.
King was just on the ground right there. And
they were jumping over King as they were getting the rebound.
I was just saying someone should land on him.
I bet King was fearing his life if Massengill or Sibley was in there trying to jump on him. Up ahead to Gleason on the missed shot by Hannibal, and they find Harris underneath the basket wide open. 61-43 with 5:20 left in the fourth quarter. Douglas is starting to really put it on now. This is a terrible shot. Rebounded by Harris up ahead to Boone. Boone throws it up to Harris, who misses the shot. Rebounded by Foley.
Well, it looks like they just aren't calling any charging fouls.
Foley with 4-on-1. Kicks it out to King on the left side for three. Shot no good. Rebounded by Bowers, and King set up for his three-pointer for 3 seconds and still couldn't get it to go. King was holding Bowers as he tried to get the pass up ahead, and that's King's second foul, team fourth.
Hannibal sending in some subs here.
Hannibal looks like they're out of breath. And Douglas doesn't seem to be fazed too much.
They still have a commanding lead.
All right, they throw in to Harris. Harris across the timeline, left wing over to Gleason. Gleason finds Massengill. Massengill pulls up, goes top the key for Bowers, right wing to Gleason now for three. In and out, rebound there by Massengale, up and in. 63-43, they've got a 20-pointer now. That puts Massengale up to 31, and King tried to length of the court pass up to Hicks, who was right next to the basket awaiting the pass, and it hit him right in the hands and went out of bounds.
You had the right idea about pushing it up there. They definitely had numbers down there.
Harris throws into Gleason, back to Harris with under 4:30 to go now in the fourth quarter. Gleason holds top the key, left wing for Harris for three. Shot no good, rebounded by Royson. Royson clears for Hannibal and throws up ahead to King. King on the right side finds Foley for three. Oh, off the backboard, no good. Rebounded by Royson. Wide open to Sims, who got it to go. 4 minutes exactly to play now in the fourth quarter. Douglas leads it 63-45. Gleason holds on the left side, now right wing for Bowers over to...
Just a matter of milking the clock right now.
Carter on, back to Gleason on the left side, dribbles in, throws off to Massengale, yes. Massengale now amassed 33 points.
33 points, man.
3:40 left in the fourth. Ball poked away and knocked out of bounds by Harris. It'll stay with Hannibal. Heads up play by Harris.
I'm glad they're aggressive, you know. Good to see a good aggressive game once in a while.
Foley set to throw him down and can't see past Massengale again, as he always is on the inbounder. They finally get it into Royson. Royson shot from behind the backboard. That's a tough shot to make from behind the backboard. You know, you got to get it way up or try to throw it around there. It was no good. And out of bounds off of Hannibal will stay with Douglas. Harris across the timeline over to Gleason on the left side. Back out to Bowers. Now right wing for Harris. Harris inside to Carthron. On turns. Fires. Shot no good. Rebound there by Massengale. Up
yet
and
again.
In. And
again.
That'll be 35 now, I believe.
I believe so.
Right wing for King. King poked out of bounds by Harris, almost saved it, and hit Richard Coy in the face in trying to do so.
Almost another turnover there.
Wrong place at the wrong time for Mr. Coy. All right, and Massengale leaves. Sibley comes in. Smith and Brown come in for Harris and
looks like Foley. Foley will throw it in here.
Foley gets it into Hicks with 3:05 left in the fourth quarter. They find Royson, back to Foley for a good 16-foot shot. He gets it nothing but net. 47-67. 20-point lead still for Douglas.
Pats are going to have to do something very fast if they want to get back the lead.
Ball is in Gleason's hand between the circles. Left wing now for Smith. Into Bowers, now into Sibley, and Sibley's fouled by Foley.
We'll see how Sibley does from the free throw line here.
I suspect Sibley will struggle from the line. That's just my guess.
That'd be my guess, too. It's a good educated guess.
All right. Sibley twirls the ball. Now picks it up. Settles his nerves and gets one up. Bounce around the rim. He's got a soft touch.
He showed us up right there.
I'm used to that. All right. Second shot by Sibley is bounced around and no good. Rebounded by Bowers. Shot off the side of the backboard. And finally picked up there by Hicks. Ahead to Sims. Sims back to Royson. Royson's going to set up and launch a three. Ooh, off the back iron high. Rebounded by Bowers, up ahead to Smith. Smith pulls it out with 2:20 left in the fourth quarter. Smith over to Gleason on the left side. Gleason, nice pass inside to Brown. Back to Smith, now to Gleason again, over to Smith. Right wing for Bowers. Through Smith's hands, over to Gleason. Back to Smith again. Smith runs the point now for Douglas. They get it left wing for Brown to airball a three. Through the hands of Bowers and out of bounds. It'll go Hannibal Way with 2 minutes remaining in the fourth quarter.
King will push it up right here.
King over to Foley. Now ahead to Hicks. Back to Foley. Foley deep outside the arc. Gets it to go. Wow.
He hits it.
That was a deep shot.
He got some range.
Gleason has it on the left wing. Throws it inside to Brown. Brown over to Smith. Smith for three. In and out. Rebounded there by Foley.
Back to King.
Got it off to King. King gets a left wing for Royce. Oh. Royce is fouled by Smith. Smith couldn't hold up after he got in the air,
beat the air
for the block. That's a fifth on Smith, and he'll go sit down. Harris comes back in for Douglas.
Douglas has 10 fouls, Hannibal has 5.
Score is 68-50 with 1:23 left, and Royce adds to the Hannibal total, 51-68 now.
So, Tyler, do you see them coming back in this game?
It'd be a miracle if they did. He gets the second one, though. It makes it easier, 52-68. Ball inbounded into Harris with 1:20 left in the fourth quarter. Harris down the right side finds Bowers, now over to Brown. Brown pulls up back to Harris, and it's poked by King. He tried to keep it in bounds, and he finally got it to go off of Gleason.
It'll go Pirates way.
It'll stay with Hannibal with 1:11 left in the fourth quarter, and Hannibal wants to talk things over there. He said, comeback is still possible, and we're going to devise a plan on how to do it.
That'll be a good plan.
It has to be some kind of amazing plan. If it works, I want a copy of that plan. Rogers and
I think
Patton check back in for Hannibal.
I think they'd patent the plan if I...
That's probably right.
Got it to pull off here. I don't see it happening, though. I don't.
I think it'd be mighty tough. They're down 16 with 1 minute and 11 seconds left to go in the fourth quarter. Stranger things have happened.
Yes, yeah. Cardinals won the World Series.
That's a strange thing. All right, it'll be Hannibal ball. Douglas broke their huddle about 40 seconds ago, and Hannibal was still talking things over. This is, again, the battle for third place in the 78th annual Brashear Tournament. And it looks like Douglas is going to get it, but we'll wait till the final buzzer rings. They inbound to Hatton. Hatton dribbles it with his foot, which is impressive, and then launches a three off the backboard. Holy cow. Then on the inbound, it's poked out of that by Royce. Then it'll stay with Hannibal with a 1:01 left to go in the fourth quarter. It's 55-68. The gap is narrowing. They get into the Gleason. Gleason turns and is quadruple teamed, and he's going to be a jump ball between he and Hatton, and it's going to go Hannibal way.
Might look like he got hacked right there, maybe a little bit. But, you know.
If Gleason would have just picked up the ball and heaved it down the court, there was odds are he was going to find a Douglas player. They get it into Rogers for three. Oh, hit! Oh, my! This might be a pretty good plan after all.
Wow.
It's 58-68. Still a 10-point gap, but they've closed it from 16 to 10 in about, well, how long has it taken? About 20 seconds, I guess.
Close to it. Two really good three-point shots right in a row. That'll help your case any day.
You betcha. And don't forget that Douglas has 10 fouls, so every time that they foul Hannibal, it's going to be two free throws automatically. Although, the only real great free throw shooter I've seen so far from Hannibal is Hatton. And Douglas again breaks the huddle early as Hannibal continues to talk things over.
Working on that plan of theirs.
All right, here we go. Stick with the plan, the coach said. Don't mess up the plan. It's a white ball. I thought they said Hannibal had the ball. They throw in to Harris, back to Gleason. Gleason breaks the little press, and he's fouled. Fouled by King, I believe. Yes, foul was on King.
That's only five for Hannibal, so.
King's third foul. And Massengale checks in for Douglas. Sibley's still in there for defensive purposes. They throw into Massengale, and Massengale takes it across the timeline with 45 seconds left. He throws it over to Boone. Boone with 40. Boone has it poked away, but he was fouled by Hatton.
You know, I figured they fouled them a little bit faster than that. Try to get the bonus.
Well, they went for the early steal, but they couldn't get it, and then they didn't mess around a little while before they finally got the foul. And that is the 17th foul on Hannibal, so it'll put Douglas at the line for a 1-1, and then it'll be Boone shooting the free throws. Well, you know, it's a packed house tonight at Brashear Arena. There's not a seat to be had. They're standing in the doorway.
Yeah.
He called the foul on Parker. Parker's first foul. They Boone missed the free throw, so it goes up ahead to Hatton. Hatton drives in, and he's blocked by Sibley. Sibley up ahead to Massengale.
Oh, let's see a dunk here.
Massengale travels.
Oh.
He was getting awful excited for the dunk and traveled before he got it off. Under 30 seconds. There's 26 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Douglas has a 10-point lead. The handball has the ball. Ball inbounded into King with 25 seconds. King pulls up at the line, goes over to Hatton. Hatton dribbles into the lane, fires up, yes!
Being aggressive again.
There's down to 12 seconds, inbounded to Gleason. Gleason's fouled, he'll shoot free throws. A 1-1 opportunity with 11 seconds left in the fourth quarter.
That's what I got to do. Right when they get the ball in their hands, they got to foul them.
We'll see how Gleason does from the charity stripe. That's a fourth foul on King. 18th foul on Hannibal. Here we go. Gleason set to shoot a 1-1. He dribbles, shot up. Off the front iron, no good, and it's rebounded by Boone and knocked out of bounds by Foley. It'll stay with Douglas. And there's 8 seconds left on the clock. Boone throws it to Gleason. Gleason's going to launch a three. Oh, whiffed! Whoa! Tried to do some clock burner, and he launched a three. Boone up, or King up ahead to Hatton now, and Hatton's shot is no good. Now that'll be the final.
That's 70-60.
Douglas wins it and takes home third place in the 78th Annual Bashir Tournament. We'll have some final scores for you here in a second. Jordan, how'd the game look?
It looked pretty good, you know. Can't complain when you see a dunk in a game.
That's always exciting. All right. We have Hannibal's, or excuse me, Douglas's final scores. Leading scorer was, no doubt, Anthony Massengill. He amassed 35 points in the game. Wow, what a game. Next scorers were Harris, James Harris and Cameron Smith each had 10 points. Landon Boone had 4. Brandon Gleason had 8. Joe Brown had 2. And Stephen Sibley, the big 6'6 freshman, had 1 point. And for the Hannibal Pirates, leading scorer was Ian Hatton with 29. An awesome game for Hatton. Next up was Jordan Foley with 9 points. Scott Rogers had 7. Kenneth Woodson had 4. Corey Rosen had 4. Tyron King had 3. And Derek Hicks, along with Matt Sims, each had 2 points. Hey, that's how your scoring broke down. The final was 70 to 60. Douglas took home the win in third place, giving Hannibal Junior High, or Junior Varsity, the fourth place honors. And we're going to reset the time clock. Jordan, thanks for coming in for the game.
All right, thanks for having me.
In 10 minutes, it's going to be the girls' first place game between the Navinger Wildcats and the Bashir Lady Tigers. Stay tuned.